Hey everyone, I'm Caleb.
And I'm Michaela.
And this is the Michaela Talks Podcast. Question of the day.
You're just gonna dive right in. Yeah. Hello, thank you for listening.
Oh yeah, Michaela Talks Podcast, etc. All right. This is an important question. Okay, that's why I want to jump to it. What is the worst way you've ever eaten an Oreo?
Okay, the worst
important
way.
Important stuff.
As you down Oreos like it's water. Okay.
My metabolism was made for this.
That's true. You have an incredible metabolism.
Blessings. Blessed. Hashtag.
Okay. The worst way to eat an Oreo. I would have to say, and this is personal preference, I do not like when you take the cookie apart and, like, lick out the filling.
Mm-mm-mm.
At all. I just don't appreciate that. I think a cookie is the Oreo is an all-in-one thing. So yeah, that would be the worst way, definitely.
That's definitely a bad
for me.
It's a uniform.
Yeah.
Thing. It was designed to be enjoyed as a whole.
Yes.
You can't do that to Oreos.
That's how I feel.
The worst way. So the. I grew up going to school with, like, an after-school daycare program where they, like, provided snacks and stuff. I always had to stay because my mom was a teacher, and for some reason she didn't want me in her classroom. I don't know why, but... Anyway, so I don't know what this lady was thinking. I'm pretty sure there may have been a slight bit of narcissism because you really have to be a little bit narcissistic to offer Oreos this way. But she would, for some reason, offer Oreos with fruit punch. And in my opinion, you never offer Oreos with anything but milk. Because if you do that, like, how can you find the enjoyment in an Oreo with fruit punch? Because...
You have strong feelings about
it. Yeah, well, like, I'm an Oreo connoisseur. Like... Oreos are designed and made to be dunked.
I would agree with that. That's how
so,
I like them.
Like, I'll break Oreos up and, like, just eat them like cereal.
Yeah, that I don't like. I'll I don't do like that. When they get soggy.
Oh, I love it. It's just so delicious.
Wow. Narcissist, though. That's a big judgment.
Oh, yeah. I really think that there's something wrong with you if you offered Oreos with juice.
This was your, what, fifth grade
I was,
opinion?
Yeah, that's why I had such a strong opinion at the time. It's just... There's something magical about the combination of an Oreo soaked in milk.
Okay.
And to this day, it's still... It's a dark magic, but it's magic.
Wow. That's... Wow. Wow.
Anyway. So, we can review.
Oh. Okay. I honestly... Due to...
There's been a lot going
due
on.
Due to Rona.
Due to a Rona?
Due to Rona.
Rona? What is this, like, some weird, like, why are we calling it Rona?
Because it's Corona.
Corona.
Yeah.
That's not proper. It's COVID-19. You don't call it Chinese because that's racist.
Wow.
And don't call it Corona.
Whoa,
because
you
we're hurting the Corona stocks. And we...
Oh,
you know, we should not be hurting other companies, even if they sell nasty beer. You know, we shouldn't be hurting them because of... Okay, yeah, no, we can hurt them. It's okay.
I'm gonna call it Rona because I think it's funny.
Rona? Rona? That just sounds like some sort of, like, millennial name.
Yeah, well.
Rona.
Hello.
Millennial. You are a millennial, so. Yeah, it was a weird last week. Like, so driving through town, like.
Honestly, it doesn't seem that different to me.
So really, it's just less people on the roads for me.
I guess.
Less people in Walmart.
Well, yeah.
Like, the parking lot isn't as full. And that's about it. Oh, anymore. And the canned goods section is not as full.
The week started off that there was, like, just as many people out shopping and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, we just had to run to the store for a couple things. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, no one there, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
All these people are just freaking out. It started off with us being really irritated because of everybody buying toilet paper and crap.
Yeah, well, it just kind of, I guess I was being pretty naive about it. I can admit that. I did not think it would hit our little city as hard and harshly as it did.
Yeah.
And people just kind of went into panic mode, mm-hmm. and they bought all the toilet paper.
Yeah, all.
And then they moved into baby wipes, and I still can't find baby wipes.
That ticked me off. Like, people buying diapers and baby wipes who do not have babies.
That caused a lot of stress for my mom heart.
Yeah, so, well, for the moms in our community, period.
Yeah, I mean, I was able. The frustrating thing is, like, if you're actually out of something, like, you have no stock of it at all, and you run out, and you can't find it. Like, we've been out of hand soap in our bathrooms. Thankfully, we had one that was, like, half full at the kitchen sink that I could move into the main bathroom. But I was, like, a little irritated. Mm-hmm. I finally was able to find hand soap today at Walmart, and they didn't have very much.
Yeah,
but
it's weird. Not even bar soap. Like, you almost just need to go buy body wash.
Everything
was gone. Go buy some body wash.
And I was tempted to buy a body wash to keep at the sinks. But, I mean,
they have soap in the hunting aisle.
I guess that's true.
For all the, like, guys who want to make sure their clothes are scent-free.
Yeah, I guess that's true if it came down to that. But thankfully, I mean, I know at least in our stores, they're working really hard.
So. Yeah, they are. They're doing a good job. Yeah. Our community is doing a good job sticking together.
Yeah, they've really come together.
We have restaurants who are just, like, handing out gift cards, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff. And people are buying gift cards.
Yeah, people are purchasing gift cards just to help
them afloat.
Yeah, meet their monthly, you know, needs and everything.
Yeah, that's
it's been
super cool
because, I mean, we, of course, have a few of the fast food chains. I mean,
McDonald's and Burger King.
We have five, I guess, if you count Subway.
Oh, yeah.
But we really don't have very many of those. We have, you know, locally owned restaurants, and they're hurting during this time. And so it's been really cool to see how the community has come together. I mean, we did our part, you know, tonight. We ordered curbside takeout from one of our restaurants.
Sit-down diner.
Yeah, so it's been really interesting, though. I completed my first week of homeschooling with the boys.
Yeah, you actually did a great job.
Yeah, honestly, it wasn't that bad until Friday. By Friday, they were just restless. I was at, you know, kind
of, I think
of
part
a,
of it, though, is just the fact that everybody has been cooped up so much.
Oh, yeah. And we had just kind of met our limit of patience and everything, I think.
Like, for me, it doesn't bother me because I go to work and
you get to get out of
a certain
house.
Chunk of my time every day where I get out of the house and go do something. Like, I'm fine with that. I'm in a field where my job is kind of still a priority, so I kind of have to work.
I am a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
It's weird because although I'm an introvert, I truly am an introvert. I am not a homebody. I do not like to be at home. I mean, that's okay. That was.
You don't like.
I don't like
staying
to be
at home.
Stuck at home. Yeah. I like to, like, even when James, our oldest, would go to school and I would be home with the younger two, we would still go out pretty much every day.
Yeah, go do something.
Yeah. I mean, even when the weather's bad, I would still try to get us out of the house. Mm-hmm. I don't do well, like, cooped up. So I definitely am feeling the cabin fever a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know
a lot of
other people are, too.
We didn't do small group last. Oh, wait. No, we did
have small group on Tuesday. Well, basically, it was right. It was like, we did have small group, and basically,
man, that feels
it was
so long.
It
ago.
Was a group decision to do it. And you know, one of the families, they already, you know, had illness, not corona, but they had illness already at home, and she's really far along in her pregnancy, so they stayed home, which I thought was very wise. But everybody still felt comfortable meeting. Looking at next week,
probably not. We were going to do Sunday school for the kids at our house, just because our church was kind of starting to kind of make decisions to do group church, where we do small groups where everybody go to your small groups basically instead,
right?
At the end, they decided not to do that.
Well, on, what was it, Thursday evening, our governor
announced,
put out, what is it called?
He just put out a memo basically saying
that, you know,
no public environments like restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, religious organizations, restaurants, gyms, all of those things needed to also, you know, close down. So
keep the group setting smaller. Stuff like that.
Which, I mean, I feel bad for our pastor because it really was such a difficult decision for him.
He's never done, had to do that before.
Yeah, and he was, you could just tell it hurt his heart quite a bit to have to not hold public services.
Yeah.
But we did have, you know, our live stream church this morning. I made a really big, nice breakfast, and the boys and I sat at the table, and we watched church, and it was actually enjoyable. I mean, I even printed off coloring pages so that we were prepared. Our youngest, who is only 2, decided to color all over his face with marker, so you know, it was all good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I basically
slept.
Yeah, I've done reading, I've been meaning to pull up one and kind of just watch and listen, but
it was nice, though. They only kept it to, 45 minutes.
It was
doable.
You cut out the worship service.
Yeah, exactly.
And stuff like that. But, our church has been really considerate and helpful in that way.
Well, and so we
reach out to people in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's an interesting situation because our church also is the food bank for our county, and so they're having to navigate that too, and so they've had to make, you know, some hard decisions and do a lot of creative thinking too during this time.
Well, we're not the food bank, we're the only food bank that does the government emergency food assistance. So the government basically provides a certain amount of food for our food bank every month to provide to families for emergency food assistance programs. And that's really cool that we got approved for that.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it is kind of something we have to work around. What I believe they started doing at the church's food bank, last time I checked, was they're doing tickets, and everybody stays in their car and they give them a ticket.
No, that's not what they're doing. They are doing, you call and make an appointment, and basically your food box is brought out to you.
Yeah, it was kind of the whole stay in the car type of deal. I knew that much.
They had to, but they couldn't even attract a crowd at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was. They didn't even want a bunch of cars with people staying in their cars.
Yeah, exactly. So they really had to orchestrate it carefully.
Yeah, which they're doing a great job rolling with the punches, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, church isn't defined. You know, we're not defined by our group settings. We're defined by, you know, our fellowship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if we can find a way to still fellowship with each other and worship Jesus together, even if it's not, you know, side by side in a pew.
Right.
You know, as long as we're functioning together as a family.
I think it's a pretty well-known fact that the building is not what makes the church.
Right.
It's the people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was really enjoyable this morning to watch so many of our church members and congregation commenting and, you know, giving us their prayer requests. And it was really encouraging, and it was nice. And I mean, it's not we would have loved to go to church and seen our friends, but, you know, exactly. That just wasn't the wise thing to do during this time, mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was a good choice. Yeah. I really do. So.
It's been an interesting week, for sure.
Yeah, a growing week. Yeah. Now, we've had some trying issues, like with the boys, because of being cooped up. But we've had some good parenting opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
We had some good fun opportunities. We watched Frozen 2 for the first time this week.
Yep.
So, the music is definitely stuck in my head.
I think they've watched it 12 times.
Yeah, well, Titus was already kind of obsessed with Elsa in the first
place. Oh, yeah. He has probably got the first Frozen movie completely memorized. He just loves it.
Yeah.
But we kind of, even though, you know, Frozen has been in Redbox and things for a few weeks, we held off because we knew that we wanted to watch it first. We had heard some
comments.
Mixed opinions about it, really.
So we just want to watch it before.
And we do that with a lot of things.
Most movies we watch before we let the boys watch them, just
because Disney Plus released it early on last Sunday, we were able to watch it. Yeah. And then the very next morning, Titus saw it on there and he just... And I'm thankful that we watched it as soon as we did, because I really, if it was something that we were okay with him seeing, I wanted him to be able to watch it.
Yeah,
he just loves it. Because
he loves Elsa.
It's what he asked for.
I know
every
there was
time.
Something about this Frozen, though, that you could just tell they did something different with Elsa's face.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if
her
it's
face
just
was
that
just
animation
maybe?
Is getting better or what, but.
Well, if you think about it, like Frozen, like the first Frozen movie, like when that was that released? Like, that was almost, like, what?
It was a while ago.
8 years ago? Something
like
that?
Oh, I don't think it was that long.
I think it was that long ago. I'm Googling it.
Okay. I think it's, like, 4 years. Because I think James was born.
2013?
Yep.
So, 7 years. That was close. Crazy, huh?
Wow. So, the year we got married is when Frozen came out.
Yeah.
Wow, I did not think it was... Wow. So, I mean, I really like the second Frozen. Of course, it's got a lot
I
of...
I like the second Frozen compared to the first Frozen.
I
it's
like
a fairy
them...
tale movie.
Yeah, I like them both individually.
I like this one better
but
because
it's a
got
good sequel.
Less...
I mean, for as sequels sense. Go, this one's good.
Yeah, this is a good sequel. Yeah. Some sequels are dumb. Like, have you ever seen,
especially
like, Lion
Disney's,
King 1.5?
Yeah, especially Disney sequels. I don't think...
Yeah.
As much as I adore Disney, and I do...
Yeah.
I do not think they do sequels well.
Yeah, there's some...
Toy Story has had their ups and downs with sequels.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Toy... My brother watched Toy Story so much growing up. I don't like it anymore.
The boys were on a Toy Story kick for a while. Titus's other favorite is Monsters, Inc. and Monsters, Inc. University.
I think they did a good job with that one, though.
Yeah.
Like, Monsters, Inc. University was a good sequel movie.
Yeah, but it's funny because it's actually, like, the before movie to Monsters, Inc.
It's a prequel as a sequel or something like
but
that.
But he does. Those are the other ones he just loves. He watched that today.
The boys love monsters, though.
Yeah,
like
they've really
gotten
into
stuff.
That.
Anything
so.
About monsters, they love monsters.
Yeah, but so that was fun getting to see Frozen 2.
We had some good parenting opportunities to just grow as parents, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely, like, Friday, I was feeling pretty bitter and I was, you know.
Tired. Stretched.
Yeah,
like
just
butter across
very
too much bread.
Thin about having to be home and not, you know, just. I was feeling restricted, and that's not... I don't enjoy that feeling.
I don't either.
I don't like being told what to do. I don't have an issue with authority. I just, like... I really appreciate my freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, by the time Friday rolled around...
Yeah, it was a little
goodness
much.
Gracious, I was struggling. And it was funny, because it was actually one of my friends who posted that, you know, we need to be changing our mindset. Like, intentionally changing our mindset... And seeing this as, you know, it's a blessing that we get to be home with our families and be safe in our own homes.
And, like, for us, like, we're blessed to just be in the position where we can be able to be home. Because I know there's some families out there that's like both parents have to work and then all of a sudden they can't anymore.
Right. Like, well, and
that's
we've
hard.
Heard of you know, a lot of people, because of restaurants not being open for business,
losing or their jobs. You know,
other places, people are actually getting laid off, like temporarily laid off.
Yeah, temporarily. You know, and they're like, hey, once we get back going, you can have your job.
That's nerve wracking.
It's still hard. You need money to survive still.
Yes. We still have to be able to buy groceries and, you know, that's even why if I'm glad, it's just the essentials.
I'm really glad with the way the community is working together, though, because, like, there's people out there who definitely need help. It's like, hey, if you need some help with food.
Yeah.
You know, I know I've heard of some, like, utility companies calling and saying, hey, if you need to skip a month.
Yeah, and I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, so whatchamacallit, like, mortgage, I know of mortgage companies are letting people know that they are still allowed to do that once a year type thing where they can skip a payment.
Yeah.
Which is helpful. It really is.
I mean, it's been, this is a crazy time. I mean, IRS extending the tax season, like, just big things are happening. And
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of cool, like, even just as a nation, you know, some of those things are kind of happening. So I just thought of something else that we did this week that not only was a first for us, but we both got, like, probably too excited over.
What did we do?
Our new dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. Woohoo. Yeah. Adult move.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I love it.
So we are pretty adamant about not getting a loan.
Yes.
On things. We don't like credit, but we really needed a dishwasher. And where we are in our community, there's not a lot of used appliance places.
Right.
And usually, I'm a skeptical person, what can I say? Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that what I buy is going to work.
Yep.
So we went to our appliance place here in town, and we were just kind of like, we need a dishwasher, what do you got? And they showed it, and we were like, well, we don't have that much set aside, budgeted for that right now, but we need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just like, you know what, we're in a good position, we can make payments and be done with this in like 5 months, so.
Yeah. Or well, less. And we kind of did have, you know, of course there were options, and I think you and I kind of had this weird moment because we were in between two of them, and one of them was, you know.
Less. It was cheaper.
Quite a bit cheaper, but the one was, you know, it had the features we really wanted. And
I really felt like an adult in that moment.
I know.
I was like, dude, there's a third rack in this dishwasher?
I know. It was like,
oh my gosh, I feel like a nerd right now.
But we really, I mean, I think it was kind of cool that we both were kind of feeling the same way. I basically just asked, because you left the decision up to me. You love to do that.
Yeah.
And so I get all nervous and like cold sweats. And I basically just said, okay, so we can get the cheaper one and, you know, it'll work and do what we need it to do. Or we can just get the one we want right now and then not have to upgrade later. Because we do have plans to redo our kitchen. And,
redoing our kitchen little by little here.
And so you were like, okay, let's just do it. And so we did. And
just get it.
Honestly, that was like a really
big relief.
It was like a beam of light during my week.
It was like, oh, cool.
And when they were installing it, I was like a giddy little kid on Christmas morning. I was so excited.
Oh, yeah.
It was so, we were funny because once it was all installed and like ready to use, we were like, oh man, we hand washed all the dishes. We don't have anything to wash.
We were just like, okay, well, I guess I gotta get busy making food.
But that was cool for us because we have never bought a brand new appliance before.
Yeah, we've always bought used. So we get to that point where it's just like, I don't want to do this anymore. So yeah. Well, actually, we bought a new microwave. We bought new microwaves. What about that one that's in the shelf there?
That's borrowed.
It is?
Mm-hmm. We have never... My mom bought the microwave for our apartment. We have never bought an...
What?
Like, true appliance. We've bought, like, a mixer or something, but...
That's... anyway.
We were adults this week.
I feel like we've... I guess we haven't. How do you know?
Yeah, so...
Who did we borrow that microwave from?
Church.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we need to give it back then.
We do.
I thought we bought that.
No.
I had no idea. Yeah, we should probably give that. That explains why that one microwave's gone at church. I never connected the two. Wow. That's so nice of them. We should give that back.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So what is your, do you have any words of encouragement?
I don't know. I wasn't thinking encouragement. I have had some stuff I've been chewing on this last week. Like, so I started listening to, some podcasts again. I pulled up one, Wayne Grudem has a theology podcast. I don't know if you know who that is, but he teaches theology at a seminary in Arizona. Or at least he did. I don't know what he's up to these days, but, he had a podcast episode that I pulled up. I wanted to start listening to things again. And he had a podcast episode on adoption, which I just thought was cool because it's been on my mind lately and stuff like that. I pull up, and he just had some great thoughts, you know, like, so we go to Jesus and we ask him to forgive us of our sins, and he will save us from our sins, and we can be spiritually regenerated, you know, cleansed, justified before Christ, before God. But what's really cool about adoption is just because you're justified doesn't necessarily mean, or just because you're seen as righteous or seen as, you know, justified before God doesn't mean you're, like, that's not what defines you in the family of God, you know, because angels, at least, you know, like the angel Gabriel, stuff like that, they're seen before God as justified, you know, or else they wouldn't be able to be in his presence, you know. God doesn't allow sin in his presence, but angels, being who they are, being his messengers, being his angels of service, you know, they are justified, but they're not considered children of God. Jesus, God, specifically when he made the point in saving us from our sins, he also made the point of making us a part of the family of God and choosing us as his children. And I thought that was just neat because it's not just, I'd be fine totally being allowed to go to heaven and stuff like that without being considered part of the family of God, just because I know I don't have to deal with the wrath of hell. That's a nice benefit all by itself. But it's a huge bonus to know that not only do I get to go to heaven and not have to deal with the wrath of hell, I also get to go to heaven and be considered a part of the family of God and know that the God who created me wants to have a relationship with me. And so, like, as a dad, like, I want my children to be happy and I want to do things to make them happy. So it's cool knowing that I have a God who loves me and wants me to grow and wants to grow me in a way that will make me happy.
Right.
And those were just some thoughts, you know, that he mentioned in that podcast that I've just been chewing on and really enjoying. There was a lot more depth to it, obviously, that I just needed to chew on that I'm still wrapping my head around. But it was a good, that was a good episode. A lot of growing in that.
Cool.
So.
Right on.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I mean, obviously wouldn't have like a topic that we were focusing on with this episode, but mainly this week, and I mean, I don't know if you're a stay-at-home mom listening or newly stay-at-home mom listening because of, you know, everything going on, but something that I have really been working on this week, and I've definitely, you know, had my moments of weakness, is just grace. Showing my children grace, showing you grace, showing myself grace. Because I definitely, you know, when Friday came around and we attempted to do school and I could just tell, you know, it was going to be like pulling tooth and nail to get school done. I finally just kind of like gave up, and I was beating myself up about it. Our oldest son, you know, he has some learning, not disabilities, but he just, there are some things that he's a little behind in. Mm-hmm. And I had been reading through his IEP programs and everything, and I was really just feeling this huge amount of pressure to keep him at the level he was at when they, you know, canceled school. So I think I had put too much pressure on myself. I know that now. And so when Friday came around and we just were not doing well, I was really beating myself up, like I was letting him down. And so I'm just, and that's going to be my theme going into this next week, is that not only do I need to show my children grace and show you grace, but I need to show myself grace, because we're all, you know, in uncharted territory doing things we've never had to do before. Mm-hmm. And it's a learning curve for everyone, I think. So, yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I've spent a lot of time listening to hymns this week. It's harder for me to, like, listen to podcasts and things, especially when I'm with the boys, because I get distracted and I don't absorb anything. So, but music is one of those things that I've always been able to have it playing while I'm doing things, and I still learn and reap from it. Yeah. So,
that's a plus.
Been doing a lot of that. Even with the boys, you know, if we're not doing school, I have music playing, because I think it's important for them too. So, yeah.
Good.
That's what I got.
This week was just a week full of multiple different types of lessons and thoughts, mm-hmm. for sure. I started doing I have like a little Bible class that I signed up for online, that was just a free one offered by a Bible college that I signed up for, just to kind of keep me growing and challenged and stuff like that. So really trying to just make efforts to become better where we need to be better.
Yeah.
It's a huge part of this last week, was just making efforts to be better than yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yep. So,
cool.
Well, thanks for listening. I'm Caleb.
And I'm Michaela.
And this is the Michaela Talks Podcast.